Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frontier Airlines is landing at Buffalo Airport today, the low-cost airline offering nonstop service to four Florida cities. It plans to expand in the spring. Bill Vanasek is the NFTA's aviation director. Bill, good morning. Where does the addition of Frontier put the airport in terms of number of airlines that service Buffalo?
Well, that'll bring us up to six large airlines flying out of the airport. We do have some seasonal service to Punta Cana and to Dominican Republic in the winter months, but they're very limited schedule. So this will be the sixth year-round carrier that will be flying out of Buffalo.
Now, are you guys always looking for new airlines to come to Buffalo? And if you are, how does something like this come into play? How does somebody say, you know what, Buffalo, that's where we want to run service out of?
Well, you know, it's a never-ending quest to get more aircraft and more airlines to fly out of any airport, and Buffalo's included in that, and we go to great lengths to really beat the bushes and see who might have an interest in Buffalo. You know, the big piece of information you have to provide to the airlines is that there's a market that can sustain a large aircraft, you know, on a regular basis. The airlines don't want to come in and have half-filled aircraft. So for us, it's very important to look at the demographics, look at the cities that we don't serve. We serve, I think we're 22 plus cities at this point, and we got Los Angeles last year, which was a big get for us. So now we're looking at some of the other big markets, such as San Francisco, for example, would be one. Houston would be another. Dallas would be another. Those are some markets that certainly show that they can support demand. But of course, aircraft are mobile, and airlines are going to take a look at all the cities across the states to see which one it makes most sense for. So we keep hard on the road trying to get those airlines to listen.
Yeah, how attractive do you think Frontier is to Buffalo travelers with these four Florida cities and these nonstop flights?
Wow, Florida and weather like today, this is tailor-made, right? People love to go south. It's we're almost looking at Frontier now as a commuter aircraft for folks traveling back and forth between Florida and western New York. You know, we get an awful lot of Canadians that cross the border and come down and use our airport, and we're very thankful for that. And they do that because the service is good, it's affordable, and it really meets their needs. So it is a key part of our operation here at Buffalo Niagara.
One of the things some experts has been saying is even if you don't plan on flying Frontier, it could kind of have a ripple effect through the other carriers that serve Buffalo.
Hey, it's price competition, right? You know, more flights to destinations will have a downward push on fares. Now, Frontier is a low-cost carrier, so you have a lot of options on how you can travel. If you want to travel on the skinny, you can get a very, very affordable ticket. If you want to get upgrade to some other amenities, then it's kind of a pay for menu, if you will, for things like preferred seating, checked luggage, things of that nature.
Where's the gate for Frontier? Did you have an open one, or did you have to move things around?
Open date? No. They when they wanted to start, we were going to accommodate them.
No, I mean the gates.
Oh, gate. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You said date. No, gate. Yes. They're going to be flying out of gate 11, which is about midway in the terminal on the east end of the terminal.
How have the flights been selling so far? I know they've already gone on the market, a lot of them, for today and in the near future. Have we seen a lot of the interest in Frontier kind of pay off in sold seats?
Yes. I mean, the feedback we're getting from Frontier is that they're very happy with the pre-book on the flights and the startup. So I think that's very, very encouraging for us.
Bill, we're happy that you could join us this morning. Thanks and good luck. That's Bill Vanasek, the NFTA's aviation director, with the arrival of Frontier Airlines today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.